that was a track, This Day Will Not Come Again, by Tanya De Jong, off her debut album, solo album, Heaven on Earth. And as I was saying earlier, Tanya is a leading Australian soprano and social entrepreneur. She founded Creativity Australia and Creative Universe to inspire people to find their voice and to improve well-being, engagement and innovation in organisations and communities. She has a Bachelor of Law from the University of Melbourne, is a graduate of the Victorian College of the Arts, and she works with a range of migrants and disadvantaged communities to build social capital through the acclaimed With One Voice social choir social inclusion programs, and performs nationally and internationally with her group Popuri. She's also an event production company, which she has, is Music Theatre Australia. She's just released her debut album, Heaven on Earth, which is Tanya's soaring soprano, and it brings a classical and popular favourites to life, I guess, creating a light-filled soundtrack for relaxation, inspiration and meditation. Tanya, welcome to UNFM.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure. It's lovely to be on your program.
Oh, that's fantastic. Tanya, as a young teenager, you were told by a friend and by teachers not to bother with singing lessons as you weren't good enough, which would have been disheartening as a young girl. What inspired you to believe in yourself and to follow your passion?
Well, just to start with, you know, about 85% of people have been told that they can't sing by either their parents, friends, by their children sometimes, or a teacher at school. I imagine that your listeners out there are nodding in agreement at the moment. And so when I was 14, I desperately wanted to have singing lessons, and my best girlfriend started having lessons, and I wanted to, but Mum said, you know, I was too busy. And so I went round to my girlfriend's house one night and I said, would she teach me the song she'd been learning? And she could play the piano. And so we sang it through a few times, and then she said, well, now, Tanya, you sing it on your own and I'll play the piano. And after I'd sung it, she said I should never bother having singing lessons. And I believed her, like all of us believe these things we're told, you know, often as young people. And we carry that through our lives. And so then I did backstage in the school musical. And then finally in year 11, I got up the courage to audition for the chorus of Oklahoma. And to my amazement, I got the lead role. And so I guess ever since that time, I've been wanting to follow my passion. I just, you know, I love singing so much, and it gives a lot of other people joy as well. But I've subsequently been told, you know, when I was in my early 20s, another teacher told me I'd never make it past the chorus. And, you know, there's been a lot of obstacles. But many of the most famous singers in the world, you know, people like Pavarotti and Jose Carreras and others, were all told, all of them have stories of being told they should also not bother, singing. So I don't know, there's something in our culture that silences our voices, and instead of encouraging people to sing, which is something tribal, you know, we're, as human beings, our voice is part of our soul and it's part of our tribe. You know, in countries like Vanuatu or Fiji or Africa, people all sing together. It's part of how they survive and connect us human beings. So we've lost some of that, which is really sad. And I'm very lucky that, you know, I guess I was resilient enough to keep going with it. And I think that's largely because my parents had come from, you know, my parents are both Holocaust survivors, and my grandmother was an innovator. She invented the very first foldable umbrella in Vienna in 1929. And I suppose I just came from a family that didn't take no for an answer so easily.
With a could-do attitude.
Yeah, very much.
Attitude.
And, you know, I also very much believe that failure is very important in the process of becoming successful in your life. It's how you learn. You learn from failure. And if you allow these moments when people say you're not good enough, or where you do actually fail to actually be your defining moments, then who knows what's possible. Just never, don't give up at that moment, because it's exactly at that moment where you're probably going to succeed.
What they call the J curve.
Yeah, exactly.
Because for many years now, you've been encouraging people to sing their troubles and phobias away, and actually you've been succeeding in that. What was the catalyst in your life that led you to develop a program like this?
Yeah, so, I mean, this, I mean, the CD that I've just released, Heaven on Earth, is very much a result of wanting to inspire people to find the light. And so a lot of the songs, like that song you just played, and many of the other songs are about, you know, how important it is to live each moment, to be in the present moment, to follow your journey, and to find a place within yourself of peace, even if you're going through hard times, and to search for light and love and peace in what is a very disruptive world. And so I've been working a lot with disadvantaged people and communities on a program called With One Voice. And With One Voice brings together people who are very disadvantaged, job seekers, migrants, people with depression and disabilities, but inquires with people like us who are more fortunate. So instead of creating a choir of hard knocks, we decided to be counterintuitive. We thought, well, if we can bring together people who are fortunate with those less fortunate, perhaps we can create really supportive networks. And so every week at choir we sing, which changes our neuroscience. You might, your listeners might be interested in my TED talk called How Singing Together Changes the Brain, which has been viewed about 18,000 times so far.
It was amazing. And I watched it, yeah.
Oh, thank you. And so we bring people together. Their oxytocin gets released. Their brain neural pathways start connecting in new and different ways. We share supper at each choir practice. And then we have what we call the wish list. And every week people can make wishes to one another, which get read out by wish list volunteer.
Beautiful.
And it could be, you know, help with a resume, someone to walk home with, help learning English, learning the internet, getting some free singing lessons. And amazingly enough, because of the diversity of the people in the choir and the fact they're in a more receptive headspace because of singing, they help one another. And last year through 14 or 15 programs around Australia, we had over 500 wishes granted.
Wow.
Leading to people getting jobs, you know, friendships. We've even had marriages.
Beautiful.
You know, it's really, really, like, it's like a weekly miracle that happens at our With One Voice programs with Creativity Australia. It's really amazing.
And do you find that social inclusion mixed with creativity is a fundamental piece of information that we need as humans? It's something that we need to do regularly. Like you said, it was tribal, and we're not practicing it in this busy life we have.
Well, that's right. So regularly getting together with people who are very different from you is very good for you, because when you connect with people who you think differently than you, talk differently, wear different clothes, you know, we tend to hang out with people like us. So when we connect with people, what I call in positive human collisions, we spark our creativity and we come up with new ideas. And of course, singing with diverse people, or dancing with them, or cooking with them, or sharing stories with diverse people stimulates your brain, and you actually start to think in new and different ways. And it is something we've lost. You know, we are very connected to the internet and technologies, and we think that we're very connected, which we are in one way, but we're also very disconnected from our souls. We're very disconnected from our spirits. You know, we're, because we spend so much time online nowadays. And that's changing our brains too. So what we have to do is spend more time in the right side of our brain, that creative, intuitive part of us, which is very much a part of our humanity. And it's that part of our brain that charges up all of our brain. So we tend to drain our batteries. You know, I say it on my TED talk, we're draining our mental batteries. The left side of our brain, we spend so much time being analytical, logical, you know, very linear. And we have to actually connect to that much more creative side of ourselves. And we are all creative. You know, I'm sure there's people out there going, but I'm not creative, I can't dance, sing, etc. But creativity is not just about the arts. Creativity is about solving problems. It's about doing things in new and different ways. And all of us are capable of that. And all of us, you know, it's said that we were only using about 5% of our creative capacity. And there was a study done that showed that 98% of children are highly creative, and by the time we get to 25, we're using only 2% of our creativity.
It's sad, isn't it? Yeah.
It's really sad. So we can unlock that, though. I mean, there's many activities. Singing is one of them, meditation, you know, walking in nature, connecting with with our loved ones. These are all things that get us more into the right side of our brain.
And your album invokes a lot of those things. When I first heard it, I just lay down and closed my eyes. And there was times I felt like I was walking in nature, or I was able to dream, meditate. You live a really highly charged and busy life, yet you've created this etheric and healing CD. What were your influences to create such an uplifting and spiritual album?
Yes, well, I think partly it was because I am living in such a disruptive world. My life is so really, really quite manic and crazy sometimes. You know, I'm wearing six different hats. You know, I'm running, you know, helping run this charity which I founded, and I've got this big innovation conference. I do a lot of speaking, and it's really that my real passion is going back to this soulful, spiritual, higher consciousness. And I don't get enough space in my own life. And I thought, perhaps if I do this project, I'll actually focus on what I really love, and then I'll be able to get back to that more. And very much that's what I'm thinking at the moment. You know, I'm getting such great feedback about this album. But also every time I listen to it too, and usually I'm my harshest critic.
Yes, we all are.
For me, you know, I was listening to that track before, thinking, oh, I really can imagine myself walking down, you know, a beautiful river or something or other while I listen to that piece. And, you know, that particular piece, which is called This Day Will Not Come Again, that really epitomises everything for me, because this day, you know, here I am, you know, sitting here in Melbourne, it's a gorgeous day. And this exact day, you know, in whatever happens today is never going to come again. And we have to live every single day as though it's our last. And, you know, find that place of peace within us that we can go, yeah, we're, you know, our life is special and every moment on this earth is a gift. Mm. And that's really what this CD is about. And it's also about gratitude, because I think that in working with many disadvantaged people, I've come to realise every week when I go to the With One Voice Melbourne program, I could be having a grumpy day, but I walk in and see a girl in a wheelchair who's, you know, and a migrant from Cameroon whose sister was massacred in front of her eyes or whatever, and I just pinch myself and go, I'm the luckiest person alive.
Truly blessed, yes.
Yeah, and, you know, and these people are so happy to be there. And if they can find gratitude, how can I not find gratitude, you know?
And it's a great power, gratitude. Once you give thanks and praise, more things can come into your life to feel grateful for. Talking about, you know, these women in the choir, how do you, a lot of them, I guess, before they came may have, like you said, found it challenging to find their voice or to speak up or to project confidence in their workplace and to find their voice and ask for what they want. What advice do you give those women?
Yes, well, I suppose the greatest advice that I could give women in particular, because a lot of women do find it hard to express themselves in public in particular and stand up for what they believe in or their rights, and this is one of the big challenges. But if we can help women to find their voice more, that's wonderful. So really I encourage women to share their stories and what they're feeling. And we do encourage the women in our choirs to speak in public, so we help them share their stories in public. We encourage them to stand up for what they need, and we encourage them to connect with other women, but also with other men who to support them. So our choirs are very nurturing places. You know, these are like families where we all connect with one another, and it's a weekly haven for everyone to connect as one.
And is there any of these choirs in Tasmania?
Yes, not yet, but we'd love to have some in Tasmania. So if there's people listening out there who want to start a With One Voice Hobart or a With One Voice Huon Valley or a With One Voice Launceston, you know, we would be very interested to hear from them.
Yeah, we do have a women's choir that meets in Hobart, and it's called the Nourish Women's Choir, and it has a real vibe like you're talking about. So, yeah, I'll see what we can link up with there. And lastly, How do you fit it all in and still find balance in your life? Like you said, you're a keynote speaker for a member of Worthwhile Charities and Events. You organise and oversee organisations. You've got your performance commitments. How do you find that balance for you to stay sane and stay grateful and stay strong?
I guess I just keep going back to that place of peace and harmony, and you know, I do listen to music. I walk my dog.
Yes.
I cuddle him a lot. Spend time with loved ones. Go into nature a lot. I love the ocean.
Yeah.
I love the mountains. All those things I mentioned, really. And singing. Singing just is,
recharges just, you.
Absolutely. Actually, I would love to mention, just with your choirs down in Tassie, even if we don't start a With One Voice program down there, we've started an initiative called Sing for Spring.
Yep.
Which is sort of like the next Movember, where two or more people from any group, family, school, club, come together, sing a song of their choice, video it, pop it up online on YouTube, and then get their friends and families to vote for them and donate to support disadvantaged people to be part of creative social inclusion programs around Australia. So our goal is to have every postcode in Australia singing for spring and putting in entries and raising lots of money to support people to gain access to their creative side and gain social inclusion and a sense of belonging.
Fantastic. So that's, for people who really want to make a social impact and improve their community, this is a really grassroots basic way to start.
Absolutely. Yeah, yep. Sing for Spring. So people can register their interest now, and they start submitting their entries August the 1st, leading into spring, right through August, September and October, and then in I think mid-November, we have all different categories, you know, best bloke sing, best regional sing, best family sing, best school sing. There's even cash prizes for schools. It's awesome. It's an amazing project.
That's beautiful. Mm. Now, where can people purchase your Heaven on Earth CD from, Tanya?
Absolutely. Well, they can purchase it on my website, which is www.tanyadejong, T-A-N-I-A, DEJONG.com, and there's a buy music page and they can purchase it there. It's also, I think they could probably potentially order it through, I think it's in some JB Hi-Fi stores, and maybe they could call ABC shops and then maybe ABC will start stocking it.
Yeah, great idea.
But certainly via my website, there's a music store on there where you can order that CD and also some of my other CDs with my group Potpourri, and also I've got another meditation, an earlier CD with a Buddhist monk as well.
We're looking forward to it. And is Heaven on Earth going to be toured? Oh, there it is starting now. Will it be toured through Tassie?
I hope so. Yeah, I'm planning on looking at doing something
like no one is listening.
So watch this space and we'll keep talking about that.
Fabulous. Well, this is the title track, ladies and gentlemen. This is Heaven on Earth by Tanya DeJong. Thank you so much, Tanya.
One of my originals.
It's beautiful. Thank you so much. And thank you, everyone, for listening to In the Pink. Tanya was lovely to talk to, and you can pick up her CD via her website. This is Heaven on Earth, one of her originals.
And live like it's heaven on earth.
Se ne sono ti stesse guardando.